This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Denver Public Schools will vote tonight on whether to pay future school board members. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
A new state law gives school boards the option to compensate board members up to $150 a day for conducting official board business. Denver Public Schools' proposed resolution would allow board members to be paid that amount for up to 5 days of service per month. Some lawmakers say a ban on paying the elected leaders meant many residents couldn't afford to participate. Board members can't vote to pay themselves, so any decision would apply to future elected members. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
Denver Fashion Week begins tonight and will strut down the runway through this weekend. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
This year's Denver Fashion Week will spotlight local designers, sustainable fashion, and ready-to-wear looks that may inspire attendees to update those pre-pandemic closets. Designer Ketty McKenna has been making clothes since her grandmother taught her when she was just 14. Decades later, she has her own fashion business in Denver called Ketty Vani. Saturday is her debut appearance at Denver Fashion Week. She says her collection is inspired by people's need to go out after the pandemic paused all real social life.
We need to stop wearing joggers and casual clothes. Let's dress up and go to the party.
Ketty Vani is one of 10 labels featured in Denver's Fashion Week's showcase of local designers. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Authorities identified the pilot of the single-engine air tanker that crashed in the Kruger Rock fire near Estes Park Tuesday night. Mark Thor Olson was a veteran of the Army and Air Force with 42 years of flight experience. The air tanker crashed in Estes Park after dark while using similar night vision equipment to help fight the fire. This is CPR News and KRCC.